I'll sing it, Brother Blake. Hallelujah. Changing me.
Thank
you, Yahweh. Brother Boy, he's a healer of all diseases. Amen. Bless me, man. Bless me, Yahweh. Bless all our radio listeners tonight, Brother Blake. Sing it, Robin. We love you. Oh, yeah. Praise Yahweh. Well, glad to have you in here, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call, and we're glad to have you in here because we got a great message. I just can't remember it. That's one of the greatest problems facing the world today is Alzheimer's. We're going to talk about it tonight and the impending doom to at least 200 million potential people here in the next few years that will be suffering from this epidemic that is raging across the country. Why all of these pandemics, epidemics, and things of this nature related to a sound mind and a sound body? It's simply because, ladies and gentlemen, there is an agenda by someone. Now, that someone has to be Satan. You know why? Because his agenda is to kill, steal. He can steal your mind. He can steal your blessings. Now, Brother Blake was giving Yahweh praise that he was changing him. You know, you've got to be changed. That old creature that you once were, you've got to become a new creature. The things you once loved, you've got to start hating them. If you love the world and the things of the world and the pleasures of the world, or at least you think they're pleasures, you're falling for the trap of the devil. The devil's a liar and the father of it. His mission, and he accepted this mission. He's on his job. He don't rest and he don't sleep. And so the mission tonight that Satan has got is to kill you, to steal you, and to, well, above all things, he wants to keep you from enjoying the blessings and the healing and the power of a sound mind. If he can get you fearful, fear has torment. And there's so many people tonight that has torment. Now, before we get into the message, I'd like to give you an announcement before. At the end of the program, I'm so wrapped up in the message and things, I tend to forget this, but I got to make this announcement tonight because, ladies and gentlemen, we're heading toward the Feast of Tabernacles. We're going to be gathering in Murphy, North Carolina on October the 3rd. That's on a Saturday that we will start the festival, and we'll be there till the following Saturday when we close it out. So you make your plans and reservations to be with us in Murphy, North Carolina. Now, we're going to take off one day and make a special pilgrimage for those who would like to come to the newly purchased Feastnet property that we have. We just wrapped up the closing and got possession of the property. We don't have it ready. We have to do some work. The brethren will have a businessmen's meeting, and we're going to start getting the preparation for the facilities to facilitate the property, and we'll have a permanent fee site in the beautiful hills of East Tennessee, on the Tennessee side of the mountain, just a few miles from Murphy, where we're at right now. Matter of fact, it's within 50 miles of the feast site property. It's actually less than 50 miles from the present feast site property, which is outside of Murphy, coming back towards Chattanooga, Cleveland area. And we are in the area on a beautiful river, a beautiful trout filled stream. We've been very fortunate. Dr. Gary and Brother Parn from up in Illinois have worked along with myself and a few more of the brothers have worked feverishly for the last month. Dr. Gary has really generously provided and give us support and made this happen for us. It's a blessing that he's passed on to us. It is a lifetime dream. Dr. Gay and I have we go back several years and we've had this dream, and finally Yahweh moved and made this thing possible through the efforts of men that really love the faith and got a sound mind. That's what I want to talk to you about tonight. And so remember now, October the 3rd, we will be in Festival in Murphy, North Carolina. You'll have to call for the directions. It's not where we met last year at the depot. It's not going to be there. It's going to be outside of Murphy, coming back towards the Chattanooga area on 7464. And you'll need to call for directions. And if you'd like to attend a few days with us, come and attend as many as you can. And especially maybe Thursday, or let's see, we're going to start Saturday and Sunday, Monday, maybe Monday or Tuesday, we will make the pilgrimage over to the permanent festival site to give you a tour of the property. And you're going to love it. We have several springs on the property. It's hidden in the beautiful mountains here of Tennessee and the Smoky Mountains, and it is so gorgeous, and it's very it's basically remote and well hidden, which is a choice that we have selected for purposes that we're going to discuss with you in the festival for the things that are coming. You need to join Pastor Buddy and the prophetic ministry team. We've got a lot of brothers and sisters that keep abreast with a sound mind of the things. And the Bible said when you see these things come to pass, you know that the time is nigh. And ladies and gentlemen, we are in right now, there is over 7 million Americans that are facing this plight of Alzheimer's. There's a new case. Listen to this now. This is how fast this is growing, ladies and gentlemen. When I researched this message, I was appalled at the rapid growth of the minds that's being destroyed. What's wrong with our minds? See, the mind is like a stomach. Whatever you put in, if you put good stuff in, you're going to reap good stuff. The Bible said, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, and these things shall be added unto you. You see, we're interested in getting ahead, keeping up with the Joneses, or styling and profiling, having big automobiles, a big mortgage. We're worried to death. The cures of this life have choked out the things that should be in the sound mind. You see, those things can affect you, and right now we've got over 7 million people in America alone, right now. And another potential 10 to 15 million that are affected in some way toward this terrible dementia that we have. And how do we get around it? The Bible says, seek ye first. Now let me repeat this. Do not worry about what you eat and what you drink or what you wear. But seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and these things, and then all these things that are necessary, you're always going to provide you with the necessary things. You know, Dr. Gary talks a lot of faith, and he's been my confidant and my encourager, and along with a lot of the other brothers and sisters that I've been so fortunately blessed with to have around me. I mean, it's amazing that the support system that just in the last 10 years that Yahweh has provided for me. And he told me back in a vision over 20 years ago that he would do that, that I would meet people from all over the world, that I would be teaching to people and prophesying to people. And so the ministry has grown in that way, that I have loyal, trustworthy, dedicated, now, we're talking about doctors? I mean, we've got a couple of doctors in our midst, and we've got lawyers. We've got merchants. We've got carpenters. We've got policemen, some ex-policemen, and things of this nature, that they have given up their careers, that they have put their careers on hold, basically, to serve Yahweh. And to make sure that we have a sound mind and a sound body. It's amazing how that Yahweh is working in the last days in the midst of the most terrible times. Now, I've thought about, you know, this Alzheimer's was not heard of when I was a boy in the 40s and the 50s of growing up. Very few people, I mean, there wasn't enough mental institutions in the whole United States, hardly to be noteworthy. And today, our hospitals, our nursing homes, I'm talking about people that's 35 or 40 or younger, that are out of their mind. They don't know what they're wandering aimlessly up and down the halls. We are in a drug-laden, prescription-writing Babylon. And I was thinking about, there has to be a number of factors here. But the most important factor that I'm going to hammer on tonight is a sound mind. Most of us do not have the qualifications of a sound mind. And I'm going to get into Bible principles. And we're going to do possibly a 2 or 3 part series on this, because it's so important for us to know how to clothe ourselves. Now, did you know that clothing is very important? That you're not supposed to mix the clothing with genders of clothing and the fabrics? They're not supposed to be mixed. That's unacceptable to Yahweh. Have you ever read those laws? Well, what about the stuff that you put on your body? You ever think about the chemicals and the stuff that, you know, you go into these drug stores, and oh my, you go into the deodorant aisle, and gosh, it just smells so wonderful, and you just want to hang out there and rub yourself down with every stick and every rub on, so you can smell good. Whatever happened to the good old days? You see, they don't want you to sweat. The underarm deodorant, That is one of the causes with the aluminum particles. Now, that is to base a thin coat, a protective shield, to hold the body, natural body odors, inside. Because when you sweat or when you get tense or nervous or stressed, this is when the body odors start smelling. Of course, when you eat a lot of foods that are GMO'd or mixed. See, this is the problem. Good fuel in will produce good fuel out. Good thoughts in will produce good thoughts out. As a man thinketh, and I feel the Holy Spirit tonight here, as a man thinketh, so he is. So remember this. A new case. Now this is gonna tap you on the shoulder and wake you up. A new case every 70 seconds since I've been on here, 5 or 6 people or more have been diagnosed with this problem. Every 70 seconds, a new case. Every 70 seconds. And that'll get down in 2050. It'll be every 40 seconds, a new case. It's going to double. We've got 135 million worldwide that are suffering from this disease. And ladies and gentlemen, that is going to double. Where is our mind going to? Who stole our mind? What are we doing wrong? There's $148 billion that comes out of the health care provision bills of your insurance companies, and it's a sixth leading cause of death. Everybody fears cancer and heart disease and things of this nature, and these are all related. I want you to know that. But nobody, who would, you know, the old saying is a mind is a terrible thing to waste. What if you can't remember you've got a mind? What if you can't remember who you are? What if the woman that you slept with for 50 years, you can't even recognize her? You don't even know who she is. Wouldn't that be terrible? What about your children and your grandchildren? You don't even know them. They're just strangers. What if you live in a world that you don't know anybody? You don't even know yourself. Oh, it's frightening. A mind is a terrible thing to waste. And you know why that we got in this condition, folks? We're seasick. We're pleasure lovers. We're lovers of our own self. We don't want to give of... Oh, my. The sixth leading cause of death? Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, it's worrying. Overall number of Americans with Alzheimer's disease nationally is growing alarmingly. It is so sad that we are a state of fearful people. Now we've got to worry about losing our mind. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you ever notice why people are losing? It's no wonder that people are losing their mind. And I hate to say this, because we're all given over to vain imaginations. But if you've got the mind of the Holy Spirit, and you know that you've got a sound body and a sound mind, then you know that you're not going to face an emergency. But Dr. Daisy Acosta says that barring a medical breakthrough, the World Alzheimer's Report projects dementia will double every 20 years. It is going to double. That it will be a pandemic, an epidemic that is it's driving the world society to insane conditions. The world's out of focus. No wonder our minds are out of focus. We've got so much. We listen to all of these bad news reports. You know, the best thing to do is get rid of your television. Get rid of your. You know, I hate to say this because I'm on shortwave radio, and the one reason that I decided to come to WWRB, after I spoke with the owner of the station, and I had to speak to him two or three times over the years. I've been considering this move, and Dr. Gary and I, when we first came on, we considered WWRB, and we should have done it. We just didn't know Dave good enough, and but we didn't know the quality of the person that he was, and we've since found out he's proven himself. You don't hear the general shortwave garbage on WWRB that you'll hear on a lot of stations. Commercial, selling this and selling that and promising you a Berkeley water filler every time you turn around, and something to put on you to make you smell good and something to make you go to sleep or something. That's all you hear. Commercialism has moved into radio, television, and the written reports. You're bombarded with advertisement along the highways. It's no wonder a mind has been stole by Satan. Then we see the filth that's coming out of Hollywood. Everybody is an idol worshiper. I mean, we just love these movie stars. The prettier they are, the more we root for them. People are turned off with ugly people. But you know what the Bible says about our Creator? It says that when we see Him, we will not desire Him. He wasn't a handsome man. He wasn't an Elvis Presley or a Don Juan. He wasn't that. He was comely. And when they come to kill Him, Judas had to kiss Him to pick Him out of the crowd. He didn't stand out. He was no idol. People weren't following him because that he was good looking or had a message that would encourage the world. His message was against the world. He wasn't seeking his own way, he was seeking the Father's way, the will of the Father. But did you know that the doubling of dementia cases in Asia and Latin America will, like I say, it's going to double, and with a 60% jump, now notice this is the developed countries, in Europe and North America, it is now making its way into America, where at least 10 million potential carriers of Alzheimer's right now. You may have it. You may wake up in the morning and not even know who you are and who you slept with that night. You may not know your child when he comes in to kiss you goodbye to go to school. You may not even recognize who that was. You say, how could that happen? It's a fact that we're losing our mind, or we can't remember, simply because we don't have a sound mind and a sound body. Now, let me give you a gestalt a presentation here for the nucleus of our series here. Ezekiel 11, verse 5 are going to be our text case. Now, let me read this for you. And the Spirit of Yahweh fell upon me. Now, look at... That's the important thing. You need the Spirit to speak to you, and I hope that the Spirit is speaking to you tonight for you to lay aside every little weight and sin and run the race with patience and without fear, because Yahweh has not given us a mind of fear, but He's given us a sound mind. If we receive it, now it's for you. You got to take it. You got to choose it. You got to grasp it. You got to hold on to it. You got to pray for it. You got to fast. And, you know, a man's treasures is where his heart is, and you can go out in the world, just be inconspicuous, and just walk around, just any crowd, I don't care where it is. In our country, it's entertainment. Everybody wants to go where they can be entertained. Have you ever decided that the best entertainment would be to hear nothing, to say nothing, to think nothing, to clear your mind, to stop the sewage and the garbage that's running through the carnal mind? Because the Bible said the carnal mind is enmity. That's your enemy. Satan is coming in with his filth and garbage and pleasure, and the fact that he's promising you a good time, when in actuality, the end result is he's got you. But you can't even remember who he is. You don't know what's happened to you. It's so sad that you could lose your sound mind. Notice this. The Spirit fell upon me. And Yahweh said, and spoke to me and said, have you said, O house of Israel, have you said, now, but did you know that the Bible said that by your word you're justified and by your word you're condemned? You know a tree by its fruit? Well, I know the things that come into your mind, every one of them. I mean, when I read that scripture, it just gripped me. And I said, oh, happy day. Happy day. You know, if you was to compare the times that you have prayed or fasted or turned your mind toward Him or let the things come into your mind concerning Him as opposed to the things that don't concern Him, and you would be embarrassed by the amount of time that you've left Him outside in the cold, because He said, behold, I stand at the door. The door is your mind. It's up to you to open that door. The handle is on your side of the door, not on His side. He just knocks. He gives you an opportunity. He says, draw nigh unto me. That's the first invitation. Come unto me, all ye that are laden and heavy laden, burdened and heavy laden. And I know when I was, I got this desire, I got a taste of the Holy Spirit, and I started thinking about Him. He came into my mind in a mighty way. And tonight, I can truthfully say that I have given my mind wholly over to the Father and for the welfare of our brothers and sisters. Now, the way that you know that you pass from death to life and you don't have no fear, I mean, they could pronounce death upon you, and they're waiting to see that fear. It's like an animal that senses fear. Satan's like a wild animal. And he'll come and say, "Boo, I'm going to get you." And if he senses a fear rise up in you, and he can come with messengers like he did to Job. Here come the messengers, all your children's dead, your barns blowed away, your cattle's gone, your stock market, your portfolio is down to nothing. I know brothers that just recently lost their whole life savings through the deceit of the money changers. Oh, how they can present such a nice... I mean, when I heard some of these brothers' stories, I mean, it grieved my heart. Here we are desperate for finances to carry on the work of Yahweh. It takes finances. Yahweh himself had a treasury, and people gave into his ministry. Yet he couldn't work where there was so much unbelief, where there was such a carnal mind. The Bible said the carnal mind is not subject. But to be spiritual-minded is life and peace. Now, if that means that Yahweh knows the thoughts that comes into your heart, listen to this one. Psalms 139:23, verse 24. Search me, O God, and try my heart. Know my thoughts. And see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way of everlasting. A sound mind. One thing that I have sought after is a mind of the Father. Do you really desire to have his mind, or have you got a mind of your own? You say, "Oh, I can't wait to get over to the next bar." I remember when I was young, I got in the Wolf Pack, and we would hit 10 or 12 bars a night on Saturday night. And if they wasn't action started, we'd start it. I mean, wild, and stay out all night and hoop and holler. What went with that enthusiasm for the world? Where does our enthusiasm go when we turn to Yahweh? We become non-complacent. We're non-conforming, and we just sit back and we go to church on Sunday morning. Get up to Sunday school, and we have to drag our dead carcass in after we watch the ball games all day on Saturday. Oh, out of worship, and we can't wait till we get home and watch the NFL on Sunday. And we're so filled with the carnal pleasures and desires of the flesh. That has to be crucified, and it has to be taken from you by the power of the Holy Spirit. You gotta submit yourself to Yahweh. The things that you once loved, you gotta start hating them. You say, "God, I just can't give up my television. I just can't give up my ball games. I just can't give up these things. I like to go dancing. I like music. I've got so many albums. I'm so sick of everybody's music that don't. I was just talking to you about Brother Blake there that brings us on. He's changing me. Now that song is prophetic that Blake sings for us. He's a wonderful singer. My wife just loves to hear him sing, and we've got his album. I just sure wish you could support the guy. He just really needs your help. He lives up in Churchill, and if any of you desire to write me for his music, it's wonderful. He's changing me. I get a charge out of that. I get an anointing coming from the songs. The Bible said, praise him. Psalms 150. Read 150, how to get a sound mind. How to get your mind back on the Father and off the world. Because if you serve the devil, he's going to steal your mind. But that's what it came to do. Listen to this. 1 Chronicles 28:9. This is the experience that I read when I was just a young boy. I made a decision. I just got out of the Army in 1956. I made a decision. I put my testimony in my shirt pocket. I wasn't ashamed of it. I took my cigarettes out of my pocket and put my testimony up there. I began to, man, I had a love, I had a desire, I wanted to convert the whole world to my Heavenly Father. He was so good to me. Solomon, 1 Chronicles 28:9. Solomon, my son, know that the God of your father, that you should serve him with a perfect heart and with a willing and designed mind. For Yahweh searches all hearts and understands all of the imaginations and the thoughts of the heart. If you seek him, he will be found of you. But if you forsake him, he will cast you off forever. Now grasp that. You young children that's listening to me tonight, and you folks that are struggling with your mind, you got fear, you got apprehensions, you got troubles. Like Martha. She had so many troubles, and her mind was, Satan had stole. He had her more interested in washing dishes and cleaning the house. Oh my. Ladies and gentlemen, just relax. If the dishes don't get washed forever, who cares? If we don't eat another meal, who cares? As long as we have got our heart filled with Yahweh. I know he takes those necessary things. But he said, don't worry about those things. See, Martha was worrying about it, and Mary was right there catching every word that he said. He said, Mary has discerned the things that are necessary for eternal and life everlasting. Notice this. Matthew 22:37-38. The Messiah, Yahweh Shua in the flesh body, said unto them, thou shalt love Yahweh with all of your heart, all of your soul, all of your mind. That's your thinking and understanding, ladies and gentlemen. There it is. All your mind, not a part of it, not a Sunday school mind, not just a Sunday school worshiper, or Sunday give. I'll give him 2 hours of Sunday school, and I've done my duty, and then I'll be back to the world. You know who you're fooling? You're just tricking your own mind. And Satan is behind the deception of giving you an evil thought, of thinking that you can shortchange the Creator without giving him all your mind. You owe him. I owe him everything. He's my everything. There goes my reason for living. My reason for living is not a woman. It's not a man. It's not a thing. It's not a place. It's Yahweh. I am complete only when I am in him, and when I am not in him, I'm incomplete, and I'm of all men most miserable. Love me with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. The first commandment. Mark 12:29 also, as the second witness. James 1:25. But whosoever that desires to look into the perfect law of liberty and freedom and continues therein and not becoming a forgetful hearer but a doer of the work, this man should be blessed in his deed. If you're half-hearted, you're not going to have a sound mind. The only way, you see, when you get this mind, they're going to call you fanatical. When you get this mind, they're going to call you dogmatic. When you're going to get this mind, you know, when I started reading the Bible, I was down here in the Bible Belt, and when you read the Bible too much, people would suspect you'd gone crazy. Every time you'd see them, you'd bring up a scripture. You didn't want to talk about the ball game. You didn't want to talk about the races. You didn't want to talk about the election. You didn't want to talk about politics. You didn't want to talk about what movie star slept with what movie star. You didn't want to talk about eating and going somewhere to have a wild weekend. But your mind, when you met your brothers and sisters, you want to talk to about Yahweh. You want to quote in the scripture. Oh man, I have literally held on people's coats tail trying to give them one more scripture before they got on my side, thinking if I could give them one more, that'd get them. Let me tell you something, folks. I soon realized that the world don't want that. They run from you. They're scared to death of you. You know the way to draw? He said, if I be lifted up, how do you lift him up? You withdraw from the world. You don't get in the world and chase the world and try to convert them to religion. That's vain.
The perfect law of liberty is a doer. A doer is somebody that, if it's just me, if it was nobody else in the world, you've got to get this determined. If there's nobody, because we want crowds. I've been so long without a crowd that I'm used to the fact that I don't expect that when there's a big crowd, I start looking for what's wrong. When you preach the gospel, straight is the way and narrow is the gate and a few. I want you to remember, do not be disappointed when you can only reach a few with your testimony or with your message. Do not be discouraged, because the Messiah, the greatest man, the healer of all diseases, the man that created everything, he only had a few. Straight is the way and narrow is the gate and a few there be that find it. Broad is the way and wide is the gate, many there be that go on to destruction to a unsound mind. Notice this one. Acts 17:11. But there were these nobles in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind. Readiness of mind. You've got to get that mind ready. It's like an orchard or a plant, a planted field, a fallowed field. You got to work it up. You got to stir it up. You got to kill the weeds and the diseases that will infect the good grain. You got to remove the tares. And you gotta get this to where that you would receive the word with all readiness of mind. That's eager. I couldn't wait to get another scripture. I have read scriptures, and people say, how do you remember so many scriptures? I read so many. How do you remember? You do the same thing. You know what they do to teach you in school? You can't get a word. They make you stand up at the board and write the word 100 times. You keep writing that word, you're going to get it right. Practice makes perfect. Looking into the perfect law of liberty is a doer, and this man shall be blessed if you are satisfied. And right now, ladies and gentlemen, I am so satisfied that if not one more person could be won to this movement and to this faith and to this name and to this cause, and to this repentance and this baptism, which is the doctrine of the faith, I would be content to live the rest of my life thinking about the joy of the coming kingdom. For they search the scriptures daily whether these things were so. What scriptures did they search? He said, well, they searched the New Testament. They didn't have a New Testament written to the Bereans. Be a Berean. Search the scriptures to show yourself approved, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed. I can tell somebody's read the Bible. Most people want you to read and inspire them. And they're so lazy they can't wait for the next meal to be served. I mean, to fast 40 days? You got to be out of your mind, Pastor Benny. I mean, you just call 3-day fast, and you see how many hands will go up and fast with you. I don't like that anyway. It's like, if you got a mind to fast, you do it to yourself. I never did like group fasting, although it's okay if the group is close-knit and they love one another, and you got a purpose. And you always do have a purpose to fast and pray and seek Him. I'm not saying you don't. But just some people just, the misery loves company. And if they're going to be miserable and do that for you, they want you to stay there and they want to see how long you'll go. Well, you get in with the big dogs and they can go 40 days or longer. Then you may want to rethink your, position. You say, well, now look, if I'm going to play this game, I got to become a doer. I got to feel my heart. I got to feel my mind. I got to have a readiness of mind, eagerness. And they search the scripture daily to know where these things are so. Acts 20:19, serving Yahweh with humility of mind. Be humble. Oh man, I've been struck down and made so humble. I eat humble pie, boy. I'm telling you what, you get up there and fly high, and you ain't got no health issues, and you ain't got no problems, and everything's fine. It's okay when you're swinging on the rafters. But when you're brought down low and you get the doctors to tell you got a death sentence hanging over your body, that's when the test of the fire of the eagerness of the mind reaches up for another branch on the tree. And I like what my good friend up in Michigan always tells me. Don't tell me how big your mountain is. And tell me how big Yahweh is that can move that mountain. That's what I like. Serving Yahweh with humility of mind, humbleness and modesty, with many tears and temptations which befell me, and the line of the weight of those eager to put me out of business. That's what Paul said. Paul was a preacher of the gospel. Paul was dedicated. He said, I'm not only ready to suffer, I'm willing to die. Is this a way of life? When people say, oh, buddy, I'm sorry I took up so much of your time. I said, you ain't took up my time. Well, I apologize. I flipped you on the phone for 2 hours. I said, man, that's what I'm here for. I mean, if you wasn't calling, I'd be calling somebody to talk about Yahweh, or I'd be somewhere fasting and praying, or doing the things that serving Yahweh with humility, being humble. Oh my! Each temptation that comes, look at it as an opportunity to serve Yahweh by casting it down. When they tell you you're going to die, you say, well, I don't care. So what? I'll live again because I'm out of the school that I'll never die. Martha didn't understand that, but Mary caught it. She wasn't worried about the things of this world. So you got a dirty dish. So your house is not just, you're spick and span. Don't worry about it. Worry about those things that's eternal. Pause. Refresh your mind with humility and humbleness and modesty, with tears and temptations. You know the Bible said many are the temptations of the devil, but Yahweh will deliver you out of all of them. The greater that you are in the work of Yahweh, the greater you're going to be fought and the harder you're going to be fought. You don't know how long that our brothers have stood in the sacred circle and prayed for a place that we could have a permanent place. I mean, every year we got to, where are we going to be this year? I mean, we didn't know. We didn't have a place. And now we got a beautiful place. A beautiful place. We held on by faith. I don't know at the sacred circles and the altars that's been built around this country that every time that there's an occasion to get on that altar, that's one of the things that we would ask our Father for. Father, prepare a place for us. You know, He went to prepare a place for us, and here we're preparing a place for each other. And I had to tell my daughter today, she's 42 years old. And I said, what, she come in, she just got a report. She's bleeding from the bowels, 42 years old. And I said, when she called, I said, what are you doing? She said, I'm eating a dip dog. I said, you're eating a dip dog. Do you know what that is? Oh, she said, what? I said, that's pork. That's unclean. The Bible's against that. You shouldn't do that. She said, really? I'm 42 years old. And she grew up in my home. You see, you can lose that which is instilled. The Bible said, train a child up in the way that it should go. And when it's old, see, when you start bleeding from the bowels, you're going to start looking at the problem. It may be what you're in consuming. I said, sis, you've got to understand that Yahweh is against the foods that you're eating. And most of it's GMO'd and cross. I said, you need to start eating as natural and healthy and holy as you can. Proverbs 21, verse 5. The thoughts of the diligent lead to the plentiness or the profit or the advantage. But of everyone that is hasty, it leads to want. In other words, if you're quick to run to riding and feasting and things, it's going to bring you to want. What? Want healing. Want the good things. You see, when you give your body over to the devil, when you spend your time in banqueting and rioting and feasting and pleasure running, and then when your body starts breaking down, you want to say, Lord, I need you. Help me. The Bible said, seek Yahweh in the days of your youth. Proverbs 16:3. Commit your works to Yahweh, and your thoughts shall be established in righteousness. Oh my, I love that one. Proverbs 16:3. Commit your work. Come, say, Father, this is the work I'm doing. Are you pleased with it? You know, I constantly examine myself. Is Yahweh pleased with me? I just want to please Him. I don't want to please you. And certainly, please, don't think you have to please me. Although, if we please Yahweh, I do believe that we'll please each other. If somebody comes around me and spends time around me and all they want to talk about is the world, I'm telling you, I start making mental notes. This person needs to be saved. This person needs to be filled with the Holy Ghost. This person's got his priorities. He's not committed his works to Yahweh. His thoughts are not established. The Bible said the very thoughts of foolishness is sin. The very thoughts. That was his 2 Corinthians 11:3. You've got to watch on Satan. I said his mission is to kill you, steal you, and destroy you. He's got so many ways to destroy your body, your mind, your soul. He's got so many ways to steal you away from what you should be doing as opposed to what your mind tells you you need to do. You see, the carnal mind, it wants the pleasures. It thinks it deserves a good life. I fear, at least by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity or the sincerity and the mental honesty that was in your Messiah. Remember how he was? That's the way you need to be. Was he about his Father's business? Did he have a mind of the Father? Was he going about doing good, healing the sick and all them that were oppressed? Was he telling the way of salvation? Was he proving it by the suffering? Because Satan was on his trail. Satan was hounding him, and the hounds of hell were dogging him. He had no rest. It was just like a pack of hungry wolves waiting for the victim to get so weak that he couldn't resist, and they'd move him for the kill. That's the way the devil is. He come to kill you. He come to steal you. He come to destroy you. He come to corrupt you. And the simplicity which is in your Messiah, the Savior, he wants you to know the simple obedience. He wants you to know what it means to be completely honest with him about the thoughts that you have. If you've got bad thoughts, get rid of them and replace them with good thoughts. You see, the devil, the carnal mind is like a sewer. And you say, I don't know why I think about this thing. I can't help myself. It's because you don't turn to his word. You know what the Messiah done when the tempter came to him and tried to get him to commit suicide? When he tried to get him to lose his mind and to destroy his body? He said, it's written. It's written. It's written. It is written. It is written, and it's written for you. And these things are written down that you may have these things to strengthen you. Oh, my. Fill your mind with the power of the Word. Philippians 2:5. Let this mind be in you, which was in the Messiah. Oh, my. I've just preached myself out of time here. And I've enjoyed you so much tonight. Being with you, I want you to be of a sound mind. If you're having trouble and you don't know what to do and you don't know who to turn to, give me a call tonight. Pastor Buddy, area code 423-626-2172. And that's area code 423-626-2172. You can write me simply. Address your cards and letters to Pastor Buddy. Post Office Box 2284. Now that's Post Office Box 2284. And that's in New Tazewell, Tennessee. New Tazewell. That's T-A-Z-E-W-E-L-L. Tennessee, 10-3-7-8-2-4. perfect liberty, turn to Yahweh. Now the Bible said, you got to hear. How can you hear without a preacher? See, preachers are here just to remind you. I don't want to berate you and belittle you or tell you how foolish you are. You see, I want you to be foolish. I want you to give up that carnal mind that's wise and get the spirit mind, which is foolish. Yahweh chose the foolish thing. You see, I want you to join the foolish crowd. I want you to join the dogmatic, the determined, the persistent, the never give up, the never turn back, the ones that will not give their mind over to Satan for 1 second, let alone for 1 minute. 1 Peter 4 and 1, forasmuch as he suffered in the flesh for us, likewise with the same mind, for he hath suffered in the flesh to cease from sin. You see, when it gets real hard, see, you know you're over the target when you catch flack. You know you're doing good when Satan tries to tempt you and turn you around and say, oh, you don't you want to go with us tonight? We're going to have a party. We've got plenty of to drink and plenty to eat. We're going to have a great time, and there's going to be some good-looking girls or good-looking boys. And see, that vanity, if you're not completely turned over to Yahweh, the Bible says, submit yourself to him that is able to keep you in the hour of temptation that's coming upon the world. Do not be caught up with this dementia that's going into the world and an alarming race. No wonder people's losing their mind. It's a divine plan by the devil to kill you, steal you, and destroy you. And I'll see you tomorrow night, where I'm sponsored with my good friends from Mississippi, Brother Mark and Sister Audrey. I'll be on tomorrow night at 11 o'clock. It's a late call, but for you Central Time gang and your Western Time, it's going to be in your prime time. For the Eastern guys that like to, girls that like to go to bed early and get their beauty sleep with a sound mind, and which I suggest that you do. I don't want you to stay up just to lose your mind for the message. But if you will dedicate, I've stayed up all night and served Yahweh. I've had all night meetings and prayer meetings. And just give my mind to Yahweh. I want you to give your mind to Yahweh. I want you to say, Father, I want to become a fool for you. I'm going to serve you. I want to have honest thoughts about you. I want to know what it takes to be a man or a woman to stand up and take the heat and not give up, not turn back like Lot's wife. He that puts his hands to the plow and looks back is not fit. Have you thought about turning back and quitting and giving up? Please, I encourage you, hang on. Hang in. And hang up on the devil. Tell him to get out of your life. Get behind me, Satan, as the master told Satan to get behind him. I love you. I'll see you tomorrow night at 11 p.m. on WWRB 3.185. True Channel, ladies and gentlemen. This is the greatest radio network in the world. Owned by one man. Fiercely independent. He loves Yahweh with all his heart. He's a hard worker. And he does this as a labor. This is part of his ministry, is to make an opportunity for people like myself to get on the radio, and you can have access to hearing us. We have people listen to us from around the world. And I love you tonight. And I want to know that if you've got your hands in the hands of a man, you got him the right one. Yahweh is a strong tower, and the righteous will run into it, and they're safe. I'll see you tomorrow night. I love you very much. Walk many blessings.
The banks, walk the mountains. Wander about on the sea. Wander about made the sun and the moon. Every bird, every flower, every tree. One perfect So when life goes wrong, could you pay?